In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in the Gospel today, it is related that a paralytic, paralyzed man was presented to Jesus Christ that he might heal him. And the Lord healed not only his body, but also, and more importantly, his soul, and said to him, "Be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee." Some of the scribes, as soon as they heard these words, said in their hearts, "He blasphemeth." But our Savior soon let them know that he saw their evil thoughts, saying, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" Yes, God sees the most secret evil thoughts of our hearts. He sees them and punishes them. Human judges forbid and chastise only external crimes, because men only see what appears externally. Men seeth those things that appear, but the Lord beholdeth the heart. First book of Kings, chapter 16, verse 7. Yes, God prohibits and punishes bad thoughts. That is, for example, thoughts against purity or charity, thoughts of rash judgment, or thoughts which are otherwise sinful. Let us consider today under what circumstances bad thoughts are sinful. Now, in two ways, men are mistaken regarding bad thoughts. Some who have the fear of God are scrupulous and are afraid that every bad thought that presents itself to the mind is a sin. This is an error. It is not the bad thought, but the consent to it that is sinful. All the malice of mortal sin consists in a bad will, in giving in to a sin, in giving a perfect consent with full advertence, that is, fully being aware to the malice of the sin. Thus, St. Augustine teaches that where there is no consent, there can be no sin. Though the temptation, though the rebelling of the senses, or the evil motion of the inferior parts, even should it be very violent, there is no sin as long as there is no consent, says St. Bernard. And even the saints have been tormented by temptations. The devil labors harder, in fact, to make the saints fall than to make the wicked sin. He regards the saints as more valuable prey. The prophet Habakkuk says that the saints are the dainty food of the enemy, the delicacy. Through them his portion is made fat and his meat dainty. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 16. And there the prophet adds that the evil one stretches out his net for all to deprive them of the life of grace, and that he spares no one. For this cause, therefore, he spreadeth out his net and will not spare continually to slay the nations. Even St. Paul, after he had been made a vessel of election, groaned under temptations against chastity. "There was," writes St. Paul, "given me a sting of the flesh, an angel of Satan to afflict me." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. He prayed three times to the Lord to deliver him from these temptations, but the answer of the Lord told him that his grace was sufficient for him. St. Paul writes, "For which thing thrice I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee." God permits even his servants to be tempted, as well to try their fidelity as to purify them of their imperfections. And for the consolation of timid and scrupulous souls, let it be known that according to the common opinion of theologians, when a soul that fears God and hates sin is in doubt whether she gave consent to a bad thought, she is not bound as long as she is not certain of having given consent to confess it. For it is then morally certain that she has not consented to it. Had this soul really fallen into a grievous sin, she would have no doubt about it. For mortal sin is so horrible a monster that it is impossible for him who fears God to admit it into the soul without his knowledge. Now, others who are not scrupulous but are ignorant and have lax consciences think that evil thoughts, though willfully indulged, are not mortal sins, and are not mortal sins unless the act is consummated. But this is an even worse error. For what we cannot lawfully do, we cannot lawfully desire. Thus it is that a bad thought to which a person consents has the same malice as the bad act. As sinful works separate us from God, so also do sinful thoughts. Perverse thoughts separate us from God. Book of Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 3. It is all bad actions are known to God. So also he sees all evil thoughts and will condemn and punish them. The Lord is God of all knowledge, and to him are thoughts prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.